All right, welcome to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. I got with me in the studio a couple of special guests. Andre from Dead Ranch is here.
Hi.
And Natasha, but she's not on a mic.
Hi.
We'll share.
So last week we received some pretty devastating news. Good friend and Dead Ranch member Chad passed away, and it was definitely pretty heavy news. It was hard hitting, and it was I don't know, devastating. I'm running out of adjectives here.
Yeah.
But needless to say, it was really a blow to the music community as a whole, and obviously to his friends and family. So we're going to do a whole episode dedicated to Chad. Andre has been kind enough to compile a list of some of Chad's favorite songs. We're going to play some Dead Ranch because I know you haven't heard enough of that yet tonight. So
yeah, this isn't it's not necessarily his favorite songs. There's a few favorite songs of his that I've left off, but this is kind of a healthy mix of ones that meant a lot to the both of us.
Cool.
These are friendship songs.
Cool. Oh, that's really nice. That is it. That hits me right in the feels, man. Yeah. So you wanted to start off with the Melvins?
Yeah, let's start with the bit.
I can't think of a better place to start. Here's Melvins with the bit on Assorted Hour.
We'll be right back.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 21st to 25th, 2017. Discover over 250 bands, comedy, film, and art in more than 35 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Flying Lotus, West Coast hip-hop legend DJ Quick, beloved metalcore pioneers Converge, noise rock favorites Cloud Nothings, Japanese post-rock four-piece Mono, raw indie rock songwriter Waxahachie, minimalist indie rock legends Low, Japanese pop-punk heroes Shonen Knife, and many more yet to be announced. Visit SledIsland.com for details, travel deals, and to get your festival pass.
All right. excuse me there. You're listening to Assorted Hour, and we're paying tribute to our fallen comrade, Chad, who left us way too early last week. And that was, what did we hear there? That was Bison with Dark Towers.
Oh, yeah.
Off of Quiet Earth. What was before that?
Before that was The Bit.
No, it was Ken Mode.
Oh, it was Ken Mode.
Yeah, that was...
Sorry, Matheson's are just so forgettable.
Oh, burn. I think Jesse's got a show coming on later on tonight.
Oh, so. Perfect. He can, I don't know, what's it called? He can kick me and punch me.
That was extending common courtesy throughout the evening. Something you could probably learn from Andre.
I have a hard time learning anything.
I was off of the Mennonite. Is that even an album, or do they consider that an EP? Because it was like, wasn't it originally like a bunch of 7 inches?
I think Nolas did a run of the 7 inches, but I think the CD was like...
Oh, it's an album.
Like, yeah, yeah.
So that was just kind of like a Nolas promo gimmick.
Sure. I mean, I wouldn't use the word gimmick, Jeremy. But yeah.
Cool. And The Bit by Melvin started the episode off. Is there anything you want to share? Like, do you have any favorite memories? One of mine is actually when you guys played Bryce Fest and Chad had broken his foot, like, what was it, the night before or something?
Yeah, it was very recently before that, yeah.
So he ended up having to play in, like, a chair with a big cast on.
Yeah, that show was, that was a gong show for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
One, Chad had, a broken leg. And I had slipped and fallen before our set on Scott from he spilled a Corona all over the stage, and I took a really good spill and was in rough shape for a set. But before we even started loading our gear on stage, we did a lot of really weird drugs, stuff that kids in clubs don't even know about yet. And that we got real twisted up and had to manage to play for, what, half an hour or something. And
all gimped out.
Yeah, well, we pulled it off.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what counts.
Yeah.
We
That was a great night, though. I had a lot of fun.
It was amazing, yeah. Yeah. Camping out there was really cool.
Yeah, for sure. And all the band, what was it? Spine of Earth played and...
Spine of Earth, I think The Strap. Did they
yes.
play or were they just out there?
No, they did play. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that me going off?
I think it's
getting Wi-Fi in here.
I don't know.
What's going
probably
on?
Me.
What is wrong with this place?
So I don't even have another song queued up here. So what are we going to do next here?
I don't know. Let's do some High on Fire, maybe.
Okay.
Some Rumors of War.
All right.
Yeah, that's a fun jam.
It is. Okay. Rumors of War coming up. High on Fire. This is Assorted Hour.
Let's go. blending reggae, funk, and Caribbean music with hip-hop, Montreal's Nomadic Massive are a crowd-rocking, multilingual crew known for their explosive shows, and they're bringing the goods to the Goodwill on Thursday, June 22nd, as part of the 2017 TD Winnipeg International Jazz Festival. Advance tickets are just $15 plus fees and can be purchased online at jazzwinnipeg.com or in person at the Jazz Winnipeg offices at 7100 Arthur Street. So get yours now and join in the fun as Nomadic Massive and special guests Alpha play the Goodwill Thursday, June 22nd, presented by the 2017 TD Winnipeg International Jazz Festival and 101.5 UMFM.
All right, welcome back. This is Assorted Hour. If you're just tuning in, we're doing a tribute episode in honor of our dear friend Chad, who passed away last week, the guitarist from Dead Ranch, a huge part of the music community. Didn't he do guest spots on other podcasts, too, I think?
Podcasts, yeah. He's done a bunch.
A bunch.
Witch Police, Take Her Wide.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to be totally honest, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts.
No, neither
really
do
only
I.
Only those two. So, yeah.
Yeah, those are the ones. Those are the only ones I could think of off the top of my head, yeah. Too. But
sorry, podcasters. I don't care about you. But Chad did, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be podcasting this episode afterwards. So.
Oh, man.
You know, I was just watching you like groove pretty good there to that that funky commercial, and
good commercial.
There's actually a way, and I don't know how to do it, but there's a camera somewhere that actually lets you like people watch what's going on in the studio.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
But I don't know how to do it, and I don't even know where the camera is, so yeah. I don't know if it's on. Hi, guys. No. Anybody can see me out there?
Like a spooky nanny cam? Like, isn't that dumb John Smith statue? What's the deal with that thing?
I don't know. It's been there for years, man. Yeah, I have no idea what it's supposed to mean.
We gotta get rid of that thing. I mean, you got Antifa and FF1 out here. You know, John Smith flies right in the face of everything I believe in.
So, it's kind of true, though. That is like...
He represents terrible things.
Yeah, yeah, really. Never thought of it that way. Like, oh my God, you've just opened my eyes.
Yeah, we've got a urethane oppressor in our presence. Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There goes my phone. Shut up. Stop messaging me. No, I'm just kidding. That's probably my wife.
It's probably something important. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so, I'm glad my wife did message me because she brought up another show that I thought was memorable with Dead Ranch. It was, and you had corrected me, it wasn't your first show, but it was definitely, it was the first show I saw you guys play, and it was at the King's Hotel on Higgins. You guys opened up for Spencer's band Thumb.
Yeah, that was Thumb and Weekends.
Weekends.
Are super sick.
I don't even remember them. Are they still around? Or
I think maybe. I think I caught wind of them touring like a year or two ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't even remember that at all. But did they play last, maybe? Because I might have left early. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm trying to save myself here.
Yeah, I think you just showed up and flipped me off. you got wasted and fought like three people. And you got out of there pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. You're not helping me here.
You're a different man now, though, Jeremy.
Yeah, so that was the first time I saw you guys play, and that was maybe a little rough around the edges, but I have to say it was my pleasure, like, watching you guys as a band grow and develop, and excited every time I heard a new song. Because you get to the point where you become familiar with a band's material.
Yeah, yeah.
Even before you had released any, like, other than that EP. So, you'd hear a new song and be like, oh, yeah, this, and jam on that.
Yeah, things were still new and exciting.
Yeah.
No, that was a cool time. And at that time, too, we were just kind of starting to, like, develop, I guess, like a following.
Oh, no, it's true, too. Yeah.
So to start seeing people excited to be there.
You know, like people who aren't your friends that start showing up.
When you can't name all five people in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
You're on the up.
Well, no, I mean, every time I'd see you guys, it'd be more and more people. And, you know, it was truly incredible. So we're gonna probably get to some Dead Ranch later on, but considering the overdose of that on the radio waves in the last couple hours, we thought we'd give you guys a break. So let you desaturate a bit. Is that even a word, desaturate?
It is now.
All right. Yeah. Webster's.
I feel the same way. I went and ate a bunch of really spicy Vietnamese food before we came in for the show. So I feel like the listeners right now. I'm full of Dead Ranch music right now, and I need a chance to digest it and shoot it out before I even think about putting any more in my body.
Yeah, okay. So I guess what do we got? I don't have anything queued up here. Oh, yes, I do, actually. I have some more Bison queued up. Mm-hmm. You saw Bison last night?
Yeah. Great, as always. The new material is
sick.
But this song is it's such a corny thing to say, because so many people are like, oh, this one Phil Collins jam, you know, really touches my heart. But the song definitely brings back some of the fondest memories of going to shows with Chad and bum rushing the stage since we found out that Bison was a band, and
nice
kind of getting up there and screaming our little bums off.
All right, so this is These Are My Dress Clothes by Bison. We'll be right back.
In support of the Jazz Winnipeg Festival, the Cinematheque presents a week of great jazz films. Films include Chasing Train, a look at the life of legendary sax player John Coltrane, followed by Mavis, an in-depth portrait of gospel, soul legend, and prominent civil rights activist Mavis Staples. Plus, The King of Jazz, a look at Paul Whiteman's influence in the early history of jazz. For more film info, visit WinnipegCinematheque.com.
Welsh act The Joy Formidable formed over a love of noisy alt-rock and shoegaze and have been striving to convey that love and create that noise over a decade of performing. And on Monday, June 19th, the trio brings their sonic boom to the West End Cultural Center as part of the 2017 TD Winnipeg International Jazz Festival. Advance tickets for what is sure to be one of the most buzzed about shows of the festival are only $28 plus fees and are available now at jazzwinnipeg.com or by visiting Jazz Winnipeg offices at 7100 Arthur Street. Don't miss the Joy Formidable with special guests Darcy's and Radke at Monday, June 19th at the West End Cultural Center, proudly presented by 101.5 UMFM.
All right, this is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We have Andre from Dead Ranch in the studio with us today.
Sup. I talk like this all the time. He does.
So that was Ramones, Warthog. Why that song?
I don't know. Chad and I mean, not so much recently. I mean, you kind of get burnt out on listening to the same thing forever, I guess. But
like the Ramones?
Yeah, we both really love the Ramones, and we toy around with the idea of, like, you know, playing covers or whatever. And that was one of the ones he'd mentioned pretty often. We both agreed very strongly that Dee Dee was a far superior singer to Joey, especially later on when he was doing the really poppy ballad stuff.
But it's more of a snarky tone.
It was gross.
To it.
It was gross. Dee Dee was a an F-bomb mess, but the songs were so good.
Yeah,
Warthog was one that stuck out to Chad.
Nice. Melvin's Honey Bucket before that.
Yeah, the epitome of heavy music.
Yeah,
that's the one that I think changed everyone's lives. Chad certainly included.
Yeah, definitely. Bison. These are my dress clothes. And yeah, I mean, Bison, it's, I was just saying while the songs were playing there that you can kind of get an idea of where Dead Ranch was coming from by, like, mashing together all the songs we've played so far, you know, and that's, yeah, Bison obviously were a huge influence.
Yeah, they, I mean, thank God they've never beat us up or come after royalties.
Yeah.
because we would deserve the beating and definitely should be paying some money to them. But a major influence. And really just kind of like people that you look up to in a general sense of being in a band, you know, how to carry yourselves and how to tour and how to model that after your life when it starts changing, things of that. Also, the Great Sabatini is a big example. They're all, you know, married and stuff. I don't know about Rob or Rob is an elusive one, but yeah, I mean, living and taking care of people and still finding time to make music and touring in a way that doesn't destroy you. Those are all dudes that we look up to.
Yeah, it's nice to, like, look up to rock stars that don't act like rock stars.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, have that positive influence in your life.
For sure.
So, what was before? Oh, yeah, before we... I didn't run down any of the songs even before that last break there. Mastodon with Mother Puncher.
Yeah.
From Remission. The Great Sabatini, who we just talked about. The Royal We from their awesome Dog Years album. And High on Fire, Rumors of War from Death is the Communion. So we're going to just play some Dead Ranch now. Water Park Shark,
a song that only a year after it was released did I finally start to enjoy.
Well, and yeah, it's funny because, I mean, you have the name embroidered on your jacket now.
Yeah, yeah. But it's definitely a testament to a lot of the songs we've written in that nobody agreed on it initially. Whether it's me bringing in a riff or Chad bringing in a riff or whoever's got an idea, it gets torn apart and you feel like human garbage when you're sitting there trying to show everyone the song. But, I mean, Water Park Truck was definitely one of those, and I just couldn't believe Chad had written something that I despise so much, like, passionately. Like, you, what is this Lord of the Rings shit you're bringing me in? But I finally gave it the time of day and listened to it in a completely different way and wrote my parts for it, and Riley nailed down what he does, and, yeah, it's a whole different beast now, and I love it a lot.
Well, and I like what you were saying, too, about how Chad would have this idea, and he wouldn't let go of it, and he would, like, beat you with it until you finally go, like, okay, yeah,
exactly. And, I mean, in a lot of ways, that forces you to be a more creative writer, too.
Yeah. Right?
Like, if you're not happy with something, work with it and do what you can to make it something that you really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just give up on something because it's tricky for you. You dedicate yourself. Damn it!
Those are some words of wisdom. Listen up, folks. Listen up, kids. Pay attention to Andre.
I'm very broke right now. If anyone needs a speaking, I'll do it real cheap.
All right. So, yeah, we're probably just going to leave off with some Dead Ranch. We've only got 7 or so, 8 minutes.
Oh, perfect. We killed half of our negative space there.
Yeah, I know. And we didn't even have to do dirty jokes.
We did nothing. Yeah.
So, thanks for listening. thanks for sharing this moment with us. I know that... having the community come together at a time like this is very, very important, and it has definitely helped, I think, a lot of people in a lot of ways to have that opportunity.
I think so, for sure. I just want to say, Chad, if you're floating around there in space, in the ether, and amongst the dark matter, and this radio frequency happens to pass you on its way to the satellite and back, I just want you to know that I love you, and we all love you.
And that was
we'll
beautiful.
See each other someday.
That was seriously beautiful, man. Like, no joking aside, I know I sound like I've got a big smile on my face because I kind of do, but yeah, I couldn't have ended it better. Thank you very much.
Yeah.